you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible
Decisions.
I'm your girl Mandy B, aka Dead Bitch, aka Peg the Stallion, aka Pagan Markle, aka Mandy Baskins, aka Dead Bitch.
I am Wheezy, the she and the he, she, we. But hey, if you're all the way right wing and I want to piss you off. And we have the queen king themselves.
Oh. I'm the trans woman king. Thank you very much.
Let's go.
We have Flame Monroe.
Hello, everyone.
Now, Flame, I feel like I first watched you on The Breakfast Club, but then I could not believe my mama was like, Flame from the news? I'm like, what fucking news are you talking about?
And I absolutely loved your energy. I met you for the first time when we did the Black Effect show with 85 South, and you hosted.
I think I'm still high from that shit. Them brothers had so much smoke up in there, I thought it was a fire.
Listen.
We about to call 911.
Shout out to 85 South.
Shout out to my boys Chico Bean and Carlos Miller and
DC Young Fly.
DC Young Fly, too young for me.
Wait, you have an age? Like
21 to 35. I was just saying DC Young Fly. I was just joking.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, oh,
21.
Okay. Oh, wait, you would go all the way down to 21?
Go out with.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you wouldn't date?
You didn't ask me if I dated. You said, do I have an age requirement?
Oh.
Well, I'm a date of 20. What are we going to talk about?
You right. I mean, but sometimes when you date, there ain't much to talk about. You just got to do other things.
Damn sure ain't nothing to talk about. But what's the room number?
You right. See what I mean?
Do you prefer in call or out call?
I don't know what that means.
Do you prefer to go
said,
to
what's
somebody?
The room number, so that means you're going out to
do
them.
You prefer to go to their house or do you prefer them to come to your house?
I like us to meet at a neutral place.
So a hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, you really? Oh, really? Are you a hotel girl? Okay.
Well, I got kids at home.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so yeah.
And you laugh?
And
you
laugh. Yeah.
Basically.
So I'm still a dad. I know I look like a gorgeous mother, but I'm still a dad. And I am a mother. Just not a mother of children. I'm a motherfucker. I need to give it to y'all.
Not
so,
motherfucker.
Yeah, I prefer to go out. It's just
I prefer to go out.
Well, I wanted to start off with a quick icebreaker. Not like we have to warm you up, but we going to get there just a little bit.
No,
I'm already warm. They had me standing in the heat. Let me just put them on blast.
Right? Oh, no,
they had me standing in the heat for 20 minutes because the buzzer didn't work today. Now, mind you, it worked yesterday, but it didn't work today. I'm just saying, ooh, transphobia.
No, you didn't.
I'm only joking.
Bitch, you know you didn't. Like no, you didn't.
I had to get you, man.
We said we need somebody. We need flame. You know who's very mad at us?
Who?
Non-binary people aren't really fucking with.
See, here we go. Fuck y'all up.
Fuck it up.
Please explain that terminology to me.
Oh, you got to explain it, Weezy, because you know they don't fuck with me.
I don't.
Emphasis on that.
To me, from what I've learned from talking to non-binary people, and I work with a few of them, they don't feel male or female. And so they haven't figured out what gender is theirs. And so they have decided they're non-binary.
So let me ask this question. When you let me simplify to the world, because you can identify as this vase, this chair, or my ass. When you go to bed with somebody, do you want some penis or some vagina? You see how easy that is? You can want both.
But that's more sexuality, not identity.
No, that is, I want some dick or some pussy, or I want both. They made it difficult. I know who I am. I know what I desire. You know what you desire? Sexuality. Gender is a fact. Identity is how you feel, but sexuality is what you desire.
Right.
So I identify as a trans person. I enjoy the vagina like you wouldn't believe. But my gender is I was born, my birth certificate says sex, male, black. Everything else that I became in life, I created that. Or it was already in me, so it was going to come anyway. See, they're making it so difficult with all the muddy in the waters, with all these LG. They have stolen the entire alphabet except for N-O. Ain't shit.
Stop it.
Everything is an acronym.
Well, and no, I'm they not, do tell you to say no often. So N-O is in there, too.
That's the only thing that's left. Everything else, DBT, AARPT, LGBT, LLBT, everything is gone.
P-Q-R-S.
And it's ridiculous.
And I know we're tired of the LGBTQ conversation, but I will say that I do think we've got to have more grace for like people that are of an older generation, because people that are non-binary get very angry about misgendering them. And it's like,
you just said there is no gender. They don't identify as anything. So what am I supposed to call you? Zip nothing? You're nothing. You just said that they said that they don't identify as male or as female. So when I see a non-binary person, hey, nothing. Because you're nothing. And that's not a read. That's not a dig. I'm only going off what you just explained
you
to me.
You know that's a read.
You fucking with the right one today. Promise.
Oh,
now,
shit.
You said you love pussy. I want to get to that. Yeah, let's icebreaker.
Yeah, let's go to the icebreaker. So icebreaker first. Spit or swallow?
For a female? On a female?
Both.
What do you prefer?
Everything.
Oh, I've never swallowed semen.
What you never prefer? Swallowed ever?
Ever.
It's male not or a female. Treat.
Wait, I mean, it'd be kind of all right.
No, I've never swallowed.
You never swallowed.
I'm not babysitting your kids. Fuck your kids. I got my own goddamn kids. That's called babysitting. I don't babysit.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. I'm
How
not going to lie.
Kids
I know
we live within us.
Oh, millions. Nine. I love swallowing. I actually crave it. But actually, maybe recently, I'll give it back to you. So I actually like to put it in my mouth and then put it back in yours.
So how you going to complain before the show talking about you not going to color your hair because of what was on your sheets and your pillowcase? You've had way worse shit on your sheets and your pillowcase.
I wash it and it come out. That color don't be coming
don't
out.
That come out. That cum stays in. I do like that.
But what do you prefer for you with your partner? You prefer them to spit as well?
Oh, I can't even bust off head. Head ain't gonna do nothing for me.
You don't like them to catch
I'm an old school 70s nigga. I must penetrate to the end.
Do you like to pull out and see it on them? Like, do you like cum shots, face shots.
But my soldiers are still marching. So if I know you ain't on the pill and plan B is unavailable, I'm going to have to
plan B is always available.
My pullout game is a motherfucker right now.
You
Let
know
me
what?
Just say that.
My pullout game. Right is, now? Did it advance?
Oh, yeah. It got much better. Them last two kids was, oh, damn.
I was weak. He was weak. Stop
but
it.
But my pullout game is magnificent because I know I don't want no more children.
Okay, well, with sex, would you rather have sex that only lasts 3 minutes or only 3 hours?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Do you like, would you rather only have sex if you had to pick 3 minutes or 3 hours?
I can do the 3 hours.
Oh, you like to go a long time.
Look, well, 3 minutes, that's only the setup. Look, the head needs to be about 7 to 10.
7 to 10 minutes. With of head?
Of organ, yeah. I got to watch. I got
to think a little
crazy.
More I could do with that.
Well, I'm saying what I'm getting, not what I'm giving. You asked me what I prefer. So,
yes.
And I am the dominant person in the bedroom.
Okay.
For the 3 hours, can you go multiple rounds or you think you can hold it for them 3 hours?
Oh, no, I can go multiple rounds. My session is usually, my straight penetration session usually is a good 30 minutes, 25 to 30 minutes.
That's good.
That's straight penetration.
That's a good amount.
And that's position changing and talking my shit. And want to look at it.
What should be saying?
That's not your business, lady.
You know what's funny about you saying that? My last question was, would you rather have sex with someone that stays completely still or someone who stays completely silent?
Oh, so now I'm Bill Cosby. I'm fucking
No,
poor.
Don't do that. Some people, pillow princesses.
I don't understand that.
Like, I don't ride dick. Somebody that ain't
I didn't enjoy Kim Kardashian and Ray J because of that pillow princess shit. Both they sex was whack to me. Real talk. The little
like, have you ever seen a good celebrity sex tape? Like, is there one that you actually did like?
Oh, what's the Irish, he fucked the black girl? Who's the actor?
Oh, the actor, Connell. Somebody, I know, with Colin the dark Jackson. Hair.
Who?
That was Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell. That was
I did not
one.
See this
oh,
one.
Oh, and he talked shit to that black girl magic. Yes, he did. That was a good one.
No,
that
really?
Was probably the best. We give me half.
Not y'all liking the same celebrity sex tape.
No, that was a good one.
It was good.
He put it on her. And he had him a sister, shit, baby. Though. I'm telling you, you know who watched that tape and learned? Prince Harry, because whatever Megan got, she can change that nigga's mind. I love you, Megan Markle.
You
when I go get my sex change, I want what you got.
You know what? We're not
I don't
playing.
Want Beyonce Coochie. Jay-Z cheated. I don't want the WAP. Man,
stop
I don't want
it.
The WAP. Cardi B man kept cheating on her, and the other bitch man shot her. I don't want that coochie.
You don't want that coochie.
I don't want the
you
Kardashian
want the Meghan Markle coochie.
I want Meghan
Rihanna
Markle
might have some good pussy, though.
Who?
Because here's the thing.
Oh,
Rihanna
that's
got,
okay.
She got
Rihanna
the prince.
Pussy. Okay, she did get the prince, the billionaire. Yeah.
Right.
Who did?
Rihanna.
ASAP Rocky ain't no billionaire.
But he fine, though.
Fine and broke. What we gonna do? Fine to be hungry?
He is not broke, Flame.
I didn't say he was broke, but y'all said a billionaire. Is he a billionaire?
No, he not.
Well, who did, y'all talking about?
She did.
She dated
her
that
ex.
Prince, that Arabian guy.
Way back?
Yeah.
It was right before
he didn't marry her. She ain't got the good that married. Megan got the ring. Did you listen to Beyonce? Say, if you like it, put a ring on it. I ain't never put a ring on it, but I left many rings around it. Give me when
you
I
know
tell
what?
You.
Not, you know what? You know what?
Again, I say, whatever Megan got, I want to take it.
Hold on. I didn't know that. I'm really surprised you want a sex change.
I don't.
Oh, you said.
I said if.
If.
And my ex-boyfriend used to say, if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Not if.
I can get a sex change tomorrow. It's free.
Now, for the listeners, they just heard you say ex-boyfriend, but we know you love pussy. Let's talk about what you're into.
I have always enjoyed what I enjoyed. I never let nobody tell me what I could or could not do, who mm-hmm. I was. When I lost my virginity to a brother and sister in the same 3 days. To her first.
Excuse
he heard us
me?
In the room. Yes, I did. He heard us in the room and 3 days later, me and him was together. When I was 15 or 16.
Wait one moment. Did they find out? What happened when they found out?
He already knew. He was listening
well,
to
clearly,
me.
Clearly he knew, but what happened when she found out?
She found out down the line and she said, I knew you was going to be a freak. I knew you was going to grow up and be a freak. She told me that.
You're
I
like,
love that.
Wait, she found out down the line like years later?
No, years? Not for like 2 weeks. We lived in the projects, girl. You couldn't keep shit.
Stop it.
But both experiences were great.
Okay.
And me being with him, I didn't get penetrated. We just fondled and, you know, did things that boys do. So, because I didn't actually have penetration until I was like 17. I was a junior in high school.
And I want to ask you that too, because you actually said you good on dick, but like you don't even want it.
No, I don't. I have no desire for it. I got my own dick.
Oh, that makes sense. But I be wanting pussy even though I got my own pussy.
Do you get you some sometimes?
Oh, I'd love me some pussy.
Oh, well, see, and so you
I be going to get some pussy.
It is what, again, sexuality is what you desire. And then you may not want pussy for 3 months.
Oh, but when I do have
exactly,
birth.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. It is a desire. That's why they keep putting all these labels on everything. How do you feel? It is nobody's business how you feel and what you want until you tell them. When you tell other people, you have brought other people into your bedroom. My bedroom secrets are my bedroom secrets and my partner's. And we have...
Well, it's ours today.
It ain't much of a secret now, bitch.
I'm only telling you what I need you to know.
You know what I'm curious about, too, because to date trans men obviously fulfills the desire of you. And you said it. You love masculine men. Like, I remember you talking about men with us.
Yeah.
When you were first dating, was it more difficult? Because nowadays, it's a lot easier for us to meet trans men and get into relationships.
Well, trans men did not become very popular until maybe the last 10, 12 years. So I dealt with a lot of lesbian women. But they were very masculine and studly, but they still had their boobs. And I love breasts. I don't like big breasts. I like very small people. Small, little bitty booties, little bitty breasts. I do.
Okay.
Because... I've only had sex with a big girl one time.
Wow. What's wrong with it?
Nothing was wrong with it. It just was not for me.
But it makes sense, too, because you also said you're very dominant.
Very dominant, and I'm not a navel watcher. I'm not going to search for your navel. If I can't rub it right there, I'm not going to look for it. I'm not going to look for your navel. Wait. And if y'all think that's fat shaming, there's no such a thing as fat shaming, because here's it is. The same time it takes to get it off is the same time it takes to put it on. That's not fat shaming. You want to lose the weight, you exercise. You want to gain the weight, you keep eating. Y'all keep eating. So there we go right there.
Flame. Flame.
You asked for it, baby. I'm going to give you what you need, player. He cash the check, she make the money, we spend it. Same bitch said, the same nigga is it. Where we going?
So back to 10, 12 years. You're right. Trans men did become popular 10, 12 years ago. And you feel like this is it for me finally?
Oh, yeah. Because... I don't care if people think when we walking down the street that I'm a gay man or that y'all gay, this your boyfriend. I don't care what you think. It's not your business to me how you feel.
Yeah. Mm.
And my presentation is this. So, and I have men lusting after me. Hear me when I tell you, you're never going to get a win. If there is not a vagina in the room, nothing will happen, including me standing.
Have you had a lot of trans men that you've dated struggle with being no touch? Or not being comfortable being penetrated? Like, have you had to work through that?
Absolutely not. You know exactly what you're getting when you come to my restaurant. You see what's on the menu? Everything comes with a pickle. Everything comes
not
with
everything
a pickle.
Not everything comes with a pickle.
A steak comes with a pickle.
Eggs come with a pickle.
With a pickle.
No. Insane, and I love it. I'm eating this up. And girl, you better be over there with the timestamps like a motherfucker. Goddamn. Well, I wanted to get into our vanilla shit, and this will get us a little bit some more kinky things.
Wait a minute, before we go on.
Talk to me.
Get back to the trans. So, and I think what has happened with trans men, because trans men are not out here screaming and yelling for acceptance and see me and hear me. Trans men are chill. They have accepted who they are. They embrace who and what they are. I'm sorry to a lot of my other people part of the community. You know, you holding this flag and fighting for something that we see you. I have been a comedian for 20 years, and I am so respected in the industry because I never forced my way in the room. I let it happen organically. They treat me like one of the fellas. They see me as a girl, but they treat me like one of the, which is all they ever wanted.
That's a very secure man that treats you like that, though.
Insecure
men are the ones that give us
problems. That was the problems. And then once trans people and gay people became so transparent on TV, and we everywhere now. So I think it helped because it made people less fearful. But now the direction seems to be changing because now so many of the LGBT community, my own community, not everyone are angry.
But trans men are...
trans men are chill.
No, but they're more passable. Trans women have a lot of higher...
We got some beauties out here.
No, I'm not saying we don't. I'm just saying, like, it's a lot easier to live in the life of a trans man than trans woman.
I don't agree with that.
Trans women die at insane rates.
Trans women... Ooh, let's don't open that can of worms. Please don't, because they already hate me anyway. Ooh, don't open it. Close
all
that
right,
door.
All right, don't.
Close that
I'll close the door.
Trans people, myself included, keep forgetting, not me on this one, acceptance Acceptance is a blueprint that starts with you. Period. I'm not looking for you to accept me, Weezy. If you don't, fuck you. Mm-hmm. This is my motto. I accept me. The hardest part is dealing with you. When you look in the mirror, we all got other people living in us. You know your other personalities that nobody else don't know. You know the wicked thoughts. When you look in the mirror, you better give them their time. You see them people. I see all my personalities. A lot of people don't see. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm fine. Any person that tells you ain't shit wrong with them, run, Forrest, run.
But why do you think trans women are mad at you?
Not just, because I speak the truth. Because I am a female person. I admire women. I never wanted to be a biological female. Let me say that.
Okay.
And I speak up because I didn't learn how to be a girly, feminine, watching no man. I watched women, sisters, mother, grandma, aunties. Most gay people, most trans women, as young boys, their best friend was always a girl, a female. The first person they told how they felt about somebody else, usually, 99% of the time, was a female. But when they find they transgenderism or when they find they gay, then they better than the girl that they came out to. Do you understand what I mean? It's fucked up. And they hate that I put the shit right in a box and put a nice bow on it and deliver it to them because that's the truth. You come out, me and you grew up together and I'm 12 years old and I tell you, Weezy, I like boys. I like David, but that's our secret. But then when I discover that David liked me back and I'm gay and I'm open and I'm proud, you ain't good enough for me. But you were the person I came out to. And now I want to be you. I am emulating a woman. I learned watching you do your hair, watching you do your makeup. Just don't forget it is all I'm saying. It's not saying that we are better than y'all women or women are better than us. Women are the blueprint. Understand that. I will never discredit that. Women are the blueprint. But don't forget, we all came from a woman.
It's also crazy that you say that because there's been conversations recently, and Saucy Santana said it, that women's blueprint is now gay men. That gay men are the blueprint for how to be a woman, how to do makeup, how to dress. And so it's interesting hearing you say that just because on the other hand, this is where men are, gay men specifically, are coming out saying that we emulate them.
Gay men wearing the purses and the beards and walking around with the makeup on is 15 years old. Women were brought here to breed from Africa. Women have always and will always be the blueprint. Did you hear who you used as a reference?
You're right.
Exactly. I ain't even got a response to it. Did you hear who you used as a reference?
I'm just saying he just said it. I disagree with him.
Hold on, though. A lot of the shit we say, hunty, yes, queen.
Well, here's the thing. So it's called recycle. We stole how to be feminine, how to wear hair, makeup from women. Y'all just stealing our language, our dialect.
It
is a shared process. And until we reach that plateau of saying, I'm sharing who I am with you, and now you're living my life and I'm living yours. Why can't be a circle? Why has to be competition? It's not a competition. I'm not in competition.
You're right. The women doing the whole aunt, bitch, queen. How do you feel about women that are like taking over a lot of gay spaces that don't, for example, the drag brunches? You barely see any men there. You barely see any gay people.
I mean, I love going there because a lot of women don't have spaces where they can go where they don't feel like they're being harassed or hit on. It's a safe space for me and my friends.
Gay club supposed to be a safe space for you or a safe space for gay people?
Well,
interesting.
It's different to say what's safe now. Look at the Pulse in Florida. They shot it up. So if you're just hanging out with your girlfriend,
we're from Orlando.
So if you're just hanging out with your girlfriend at the club because you wanted to get away from the men, but somebody who hates gay people coming in and shoot up the club, you just happen to be there on that bad night,
right?
And you're collateral damage. I think that the reason drag shows are so popular is because women love to look. And I love when you go to a good drag show and you see female impersonators, girls that look like women, Sasha Colby's, Mimi Marks, you know, people like that, as opposed to all of the clowns, because there's a lot of clown drag.
Yeah.
It has become popular, but are you laughing with me or at me?
How do you feel about women drag queens?
I think the greatest Wendy Ho. Wendy Ho used to work with us here when I did drag shows. I used to do drag shows here. And she sang live and why not? If we learned how to be feminine and be a woman from a woman, why not have a woman be a part of the show? What is that taking away from your talent or your...
That's interesting because I wasn't aware that women were doing drag as well.
I've heard there are a lot of female female impersonator.
Have they let one on Drag Race recently? Is that where?
Well, she was identified as a trans man.
She was
man,
a trans man.
But she definitely was not a trans man. That was not a good representation of a trans man. She was hippie and wide and shit. I want to fuck her.
Stop!
But they're going to have a trans woman on there this year that's going to blow. I can't say it, but she's going to blow y'all out the water.
Oh, I can't wait. I love Drag Race. I love
it. Perfect person for the first trans woman for them to have on Drag Race. I stopped watching Drag Race years ago because they didn't have any trans women on there. If you're going to do representation, how are you going to keep asking for representation and you're not doing it in your own fucking community?
This is the first trans woman? Or it's
the
just...
The very first trans
wait,
woman.
Wait, in all everybody, of these seasons?
They do every country. No,
everybody else was gay boys until after their taping and then they got on hormones and identified as trans.
Wow. Wow, I didn't know that.
Because you couldn't sit in the dressing room with your shirt off and everything because you got boobs. And so this is the very first one.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I want to talk about something controversial. Because this ain't
you talking
all
to the right
controversial.
Bitch,
I'm fucking
yeah,
ready.
This time it's out of our mouths. And not
it's out of your mouth. Your okay. thoughts, your views.
So we had an episode 6 years ago where we were confused. We were talking with a friend of ours. It's been removed since, but I said the word transsexual. Then I said, what's the difference with transvestite? And then I said the T word, which I heard you say, we ain't allowed to say. But here's why I bring it up. Because over time, I don't really know. I know the difference to me, cross-dressing, which I believe is like sexual kink for the moment, drag queen, which is performative. But a lot of people don't really understand these. Some of these umbrella terms, can we walk through them with you?
No. I didn't understand what non-binary was. You talking to the wrong bitch. But you have to get a representative from the community that speaks that language. Like, that is not my language. That is not my area.
But you did say you're a trans woman. And
I identify as a trans woman.
Right.
I am a full-on nigga in the bedroom. Understand?
but a trans woman, if we're using it, we heard the term back in the day, transvestite. Is that now a slur?
I don't know, because I don't want to say this without being offensive.
Mm-hmm.
For my generation, my era, we fought for years and years and years to be respected as a trans woman, period. That was great. That was a compliment. That was respectful. Now, this new generation wants to be referred to as a woman.
A
female. I'm a woman. A woman is a social construct. My mother's name is Valerie. If I call her a social construct, she's going to punch me in my goddamn throat. Disrespect starts, I don't know where, but when does it stop?
Is it really disrespectful, though, to call a trans woman a woman, though? Like, I don't
think... Well, no, they want to be called now women instead of trans women, which is what
I'm saying.
Which is what
Flame's saying. I'm saying. My era, trans woman was good enough. I'm sure the era before me, maybe transvestite was good enough. Maybe transsexual was good.
Now
that's
they just
want to
be
era.
Referred to as but a woman.
They keep saying that it's evolving and evolving and evolving, but when are we going to know the difference of what is what? I don't think it's disrespectful to call a trans woman a trans woman because she is a trans woman. You're still calling her a woman, but you are... Letting your partner know or letting whoever you need to know when they need to know that that's what's up.
That's why I'm actually glad you said that because we've had the conversation here often and I think that where now they do want to be referred to as women, there's so many trans women not identifying as trans women. And so I have said on this pod, I do believe that if I'm dating someone, I do want to know if they're trans. For whether they're transitioning or not, like, you know, that's none of my business what's there, but if that's how you identify, that is something I would want to know out the gate.
Yeah, when do you believe is a good time to disclose?
Day one.
That's okay.
Because me, I've never been a passable trainee. Let me say, I've never been a passable trans. You always knew. The body was banging. I was the best dressed. I had the wittiest personality, but you always knew, which worked for me because, I mean, when I was young, maybe I would have done some strange things. But I'm glad I never had the luxury of being in that position. I had a girlfriend who met a guy. She dated him for about a week. She never told him. He kissed her in the mouth. They hold hands in public. He took her out. When it was time to do the deed, she told him. She didn't die, but she was beat within an inch of her life.
Mm.
All because all she had to say was, hey, I'm a trans woman.
And I actually say that.
Everybody says, well, Flame, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like he was wrong? Violence is always wrong.
Yes.
But was he raped? He had already caught feelings for this girl. She was a lovely queen, too. She passed on. Beautiful queen. I'm not going to even speak her name. But this is a dangerous game that you're playing. When I was younger, the men would beat the shit out you. This new breed of guys, cancel you. Because the internet, social media, you can ruin... First of all, let me just put this shit in the box and we're going to get past this gay shit. I'm part of the community, but this is not what I want to talk about. I told you that too. Here's the thing. Identify as what you want. Play whatever game you want to play, but understand that you cannot put a person in a place where you have not given them a choice.
All right. I agree.
If you're already there and you're beautiful and the man like you, if he's going to play, allow him and afford him the opportunity to say, yes, I want to play.
And let me just say, too.
Wait a minute. Don't break my stride. Hold on.
I won't.
And if he don't want to play, he will say, that's not for me. Respectfully, I respect you. I see you. That ain't for me. You have, and I hate when they keep saying, oh, trans women, the man didn't have a choice. I fooled him. You didn't. Stevie Wonder got 12 kids and 9 baby mamas. They ain't never seen a pussy. But they never mistake the dick for a pussy. Understand, these men need to stop with that bullshit. Tell them something. Oh, I didn't know we had sex. A pussy and a penis don't look or smell or feel nothing alike.
They don't.
So stop with that bullshit. And just like they say, well, girl, you got a choice. The man got a choice. He didn't have to date you. The queen has a choice. If I'm a trans woman and I want to date a man, if he ain't going to hold my hand and take me to the barbecue and make me feel safe, kiss me in my mouth, why I want this nigga anyway?
Period.
I'm never his woman. Agreed. I'm his side piece. I'm never his woman. But a lot, and they always
we
say
love
the man
that worships us.
Well, when, just like the man have a choice, trans women have a choice. You cannot get with these and guys as somebody. A trick. Yes. I can't get with an athlete, an NBA player, a football player, a rich man as a trick. And knowing my role with him is as a trick. This is a business transaction. But then I didn't caught feelings for him because he can't be with me on my birthday. The married man with a whole career and a whole life, mm-hmm. kids and everything. He can't be with me for the holiday. So I get mad and I decide I want to out him. Your story is never for me to tell. My story is my story to tell, your story. So if you doing that and then you call and decide, I'm going to tell your wife, I'm going to tell your kids, I'm going to tell your family, I'm going to end your career. It's a dangerous game. That's all I'm saying. I ain't going
to
even finish.
There was a woman in Miami that just recently did that to a lot of the promoters. And she was a trans woman, but had gotten everything surgically done and didn't tell anybody. And decided to out all these men, had them recorded videos. It was real nasty. And we literally said that. What you just said, exactly on point. I agree with everything you just said.
The ugliest part about that, and I hate to say this publicly, but I'm going to say it any goddamn way because I had an edible. What
and
part?
You shared it.
What part?
You shared.
What part did you play in your demise?
For me, I was going to say to you, when I was breaking your stride, it's so difficult to not talk about it with you when we're talking about sex with you because you're such... You're not a new voice, and all we hear is that. So when you have someone that's lived the life you live, it's like, fuck, how? It's almost hard not to. And, you know, I hate even...
Oh, yeah, my whole about sex, baby.
Baby. Hey, we can get into it, baby.
Well, what's the best pussy tip?
Huh?
How you jump into the hors d'oeuvre? Let me get to... I want to see if she into
let's
a king.
Let's talk about sex. I want to know how you eat pussy.
How do I eat pussy?
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty good at it, actually.
Are you a fingers person? Or you pay attention?
You mean while I'm eating?
Looking like fingers because you don't do the nails.
No,
so
I don't do nails because I lost a nail one day and it took 3 days for it to come out. And it wasn't in me.
Wait, you lost a nail in somebody? Wait, hold on. Wait. No, I need the story. Because
I just told you.
Because I lost a rhinestone on one of my fingers. So clearly I do my fingers now where my nails are short. Mm. So for y'all watching on YouTube who always want to be like, damn, did Mandy break two nails? No, nigga, this is done purposely. And I hate, in the comments, they're constantly like, why her two nails broke? Why this broke every week? Bitch, it's on purpose. And it's because whether it's a male ass or a vagina, I'm not going to hurt you. It's thoughtful. Okay? But
she wanted the scene set. That's
but,
what she
but
wants.
But I used to also do all the rhinestones. And outside of a rhinestone falling into some collard greens one time when I was making it. No, I didn't know where a rhinestone went. So I never wanted a rhinestone to fall into somebody's booty hole and then make their shit glittery or into somebody's puss.
Yeah.
What was the conversation? We know the story. I need to know the conversation of you being done, you realizing your acrylic nail is up in the vagina,
well,
and y'all watching.
I'm allergic to acrylics. So that was always
it was a
press
on.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you help him get it out?
Him? Oh, well, yeah.
Well,
he
you know, look,
he identified as him.
Yeah, you talking to transmits.
It was lost.
Look at me, all point.
You is all point with
it. That gummy head kicked in. I was like, him?
Don't do that. Okay, so what was the conversation? Where did it fall out? In the toilet? On the bed? Like, were y'all searching for it?
Yeah, y'all tracking it?
Well, yeah, he was searching for it. But, and I don't know. We was in it. I found the second hole and part of the third. And so he got up in there.
You know what?
We
do have holes.
And I have not had my nails done
since then. Because of that story.
Do you like anal sex?
No.
Too messy?
No, I don't know. I love vagina. You know, and my trans sisters beat me up about that. But hear me when I tell you, a lot of my trans sisters that identify as the most feminine and beautiful bitches is dicking the niggas like you wouldn't believe.
That's what I watch. Yeah. So I know. I know.
No, I feel like when you have a big dick, the ass is just a little too... That's actually what I do. This is how I ask. I'll ask.
You got a big dick?
No. This is how I
do.
That was a joke.
I do. I wish I had a dick. I do. I put my dick on all the time.
Oh, my God. Have you ever got fucked with your dick on?
Yes, and I actually like that. And then I've also had my dick sucked, but I don't get
to
feel it.
I used to date a trans man that loved that. That was his joy.
Really?
I'm not going to hold you. The way it just be jiggling and hitting my thigh, like from, I really enjoy
it. Oh, it lay down. No, this one was,
it's on the strap.
You jerked it?
I used to jerk it for him. Whatever visual and whatever that made him feel, his orgasm was.
There's a visual thing because I used to, like, well, it took me a while to even find I only had one person ever do it, but someone to suck my strap. And even though I couldn't like really feel their mouths clearly because it's a strap.
It was the visual. You saw it.
It was the visual.
Power. Now you know how men feel.
Oh my God.
You have no idea when I'm standing in my heels with my dress on the seat.
But you know what's crazy?
I just had a moment.
I want to ask you the visual thing because at the end, I actually had to tell him like, you can't suck no dick. Even though I didn't feel it, it didn't look like he was doing a great job. So even though I was watching him like put it in his mouth, he definitely didn't know what he was doing.
Don't you prefer that? If he was too good at it, who was he practicing on?
Oh, wait. Okay.
You got to put it in the box.
But if Bobby wanted to be good at it,
life is a trade-off. You will never get everything you want. Life is a trade-off. Now, if he'd have been an experienced dick sucker, you'd have been like, nigga, who you been practicing on?
Okay, you're right. Actually, valid. You're right.
I do like watching porn where women wear straps and they get fucked like it's hot. Because for me, when I was fucking my ex-girlfriend, we had a guy in the room. He was joking about, like, why do y'all even have this here? And I'm like, well, what if you fucking mean?
Wait, why do you have the what? A dildo?
The strap here, yeah.
Oh.
Because he just...
Let me ask you a very interesting conversation. So when you and your girlfriend had the guy, did y'all side by side on the end of the bed and kiss while he went from you to her?
But we were eating a lot of pussy, too.
No. I wanted y'all both.
But we side by side, yeah.
My fantasy is to have two trans men side by side on the bed. Trans men don't never really sexualize with other trans men.
I didn't know that.
And I want to go from flower to flower like I'm a bee and I'm just pollinating. Oh, my God. I think about it all the time.
But you know what? but that's
think
very...
Think about it all the time.
That's actually possible because, outside of the kissing part... You having a threesome, and I've had many threesomes.
I didn't say I had no threesomes.
Oh, no.
That's my desire of threesomes.
But even with two trans men, like, they don't have to play outside of kissing.
It's not going to do nothing. I want to see them play.
Okay.
And that's going to be the hardest part because most trans men are not attracted to the masculinity of another trans man.
Interesting.
There are exceptions to the rule.
There's exceptions, right.
But
you're
the
not
ones
speaking
that
for everybody.
I've known that's exceptional don't meet my body requirement.
It's giving they kept eating.
It's giving me big girl Lizzo, and I like Lizzo for her confidence, but I ain't gonna be able to smash big Lizzo. No, ma'am. Now, with the flute or without. And don't come after me, y'all, because I like big Lizzo.
It could just be Lizzo.
Her confidence is intoxicating.
Yeah.
But beyond her confidence.
She's talented.
Whether you are attracted to Lizzo in that way or not, Lizzo has sex appeal. She's a sexy girl.
And she does.
She does.
But here, when you are sure of what you want and who you want, I'm not going to go because, they got a nice personality. Will do nothing for me in the bedroom. When you're getting naked, the thought of you about to give yourself to me and I'm going to see what I want gets me going.
Come on, shallow queen, just like me.
That's very shallow. I'll fucking take it. Same.
If more people were more shallow, then so many loveless marriages wouldn't be happening.
We would be more honest.
Boom, give it to me.
Do you have a requirement when it comes to, do you like hair, no hair, Brazilian wax? Are you talking about the cooch now?
I'm a 70s nigga. It can have Pam Grier's afro from the 70s for me. I love the hair. I don't like the hairless.
I want to say too, I do feel like it's because generational wise, I fuck with older niggas now. They do not like, they be like this old Barbie ass bullshit.
Because it makes me feel like I'm with a child.
It makes me feel like,
a lot of men, and then B, some of these women's pussies don't match the rest of their body. Some of these pussies are very honest. I had a bitch who pussy looked like an ashtray. She told me to eat it.
What do you mean an ashtray? Stop it.
Gray and dusty and all that. Hair sometimes saves the relationship. Hide some shit. Baby, the hair was high. The coochie just looked like it had a lot of miles on it. And I like
that. Don't do that.
But girl, when she shaved all the hair off, I was like, oh, why it look like that? I was like, turn the light out. You remember Eddie Murphy and Boomerang with Eartha Kitt? It couldn't get dark enough. The coochie looked like an ashtray. She tells me to eat it. I said, bitch, I don't even smoke. Knock it off.
So when you have to tell somebody about their pussy, have you had to have a conversation with it?
I am a very masculine male on that capacity. Because you know what I would do? Think about one of my children and go straight limp. Dead dick can't do nothing.
Oof. How do you tell someone, or has that been a conversation? Like, regarding the aesthetic?
After that, you just never went back? Gadget. I need to see it. Before I eat it, I need to see it. I haven't had to do that anymore since that one.
Okay, so outside of look, then smell. Is that something that you tell a woman, and I know you like pussy, so how do you have the conversation if it doesn't smell how you want it to smell?
Well, everybody has a different thing. I actually love the smell of the sweat and all day work. Now, not the pee. So I am attracted to that. Now, if I wanted some soap, I would just put some goddamn soap in my mouth. I don't want the soap. I want to smell you. I need to know how you emulate. The musk.
Yes.
And the attraction, I'm educating some of these young brothers because they don't know. The attraction of that, when you are very attracted to, when her pheromones and your hormones link, the smell was what made me have two babies by a woman that I knew didn't even love me.
Wow. Oh, wow. Look, that got deep.
That was the truth.
Pheromones are a very real thing.
Pheromones are, and a lot of young men miss it. A lot of young women miss it because they scream.
Because they're trying to hide it with.
Smell. That smell is the, especially when your pheromones and his hormones jail. You can fuck 10 other pussies, but it ain't got that smell. It's not that one. It's a different feeling.
And I always say that too for women, like meeting a man when you finally like start fucking unprotected and one that doesn't fuck up your whole biome, your whole everything down there, the scent, the everything, like that's your nigga.
But
that's
there's the a truth about that too. That's also a man that's not, when men are kind of running in the streets, they could also throw you off.
That part too. Yes.
You went. Why you went like this?
I'm not a street runner.
Oh, okay.
I got, yeah. I'm not a
street runner. There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules.
So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you have a rotation? What do you prefer? Do you prefer, are you a monogamous person? Like, what's
how can I say this without offending anyone?
Yeah, you done already offended. Girl, just keep offending because now you're not.
I like the loyalty of even if you're in a relationship and we got our thing on the low. I'm the only one that's getting, because most of my trans men, or if I'm dating a trans man, he usually has a female.
Oh.
So if I'm the only dip off he getting, we good.
I did not think about that.
I didn't think about that
but
either.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and he only come and get service when, you know, he needs to.
I want to throw it to another field here because we have talked about sex, but
let's
I want to
talk about sex,
baby.
I was listening to that.
Let's talk about you.
So I got an earworm stuck in my damn ear.
I want to talk about politics with you.
Come on, let's do it.
How did you suddenly become the face of, like, it, to me, it's crazy because it did happen.
You have,
you know, politics was never interesting to me when I was a kid. That's what's so crazy. Even when I'm in my young adult life, you know, when I got interested in politics. When Bill Clinton won the second term, that was the first time I ever voted because he got caught getting his dick sucked. I said, oh, this is a brother. I like this man.
Stop
it. So it made it relatable to me. And then at that time, I was hosting like 3 drag shows in Chicago because y'all know I'm from Chicago. And I was making money crazy. And then we went to the Bush years. And then I realized that the economy trickles down. You know, we say, oh, my vote don't count. It don't affect me.
The entertainment specifically. Yes.
And then I started having kids and I really realized that, oh my God, I am an American that's a part of this economic system. So it made it important for me to vote. When I watch politics, because I'm a CNN crazy person, I listen to it and I don't listen to respond. I hear what you're saying to me. I see what's happening in front of me. And my birth certificate, again, says sex, male, black. If I'm stopped by the police, they see my titties. They might understand that I'm a trans person, but they see this black skin first. Mm-hmm. That is the dangerous part of me going stopping at a stop sign, being stopped by a police officer. Mm-hmm. So I'm an American, and I love to push that. Yes, I'm LGBT. Yes, I'm black. Yes, I'm a comedian. Yes, I'm a dad. I'm a lot of things, but I am first an American citizen of these United States. Born and raised in these United States. Look, made. In these United States, I got the Made in America sign on my titty.
Not made in the U.S. You lying.
And I hate that people miss that, because if we all would come together and realize that we are Americans, what does an American look like? Like us. Like you. Like her. Like me. We Americans. But we keep making a difference. The exterior is different, but the interior is the same. And we are people, and we want to be treated.
And we definitely look American, because if you go overseas, as soon as you open your mouth, even by the way you dress, so many like people in the eastern part of the world 100% know when you're an American.
If we could be treated fairly as Americans, everybody, I think that would be isn't that what they said America was, a melting pot of everybody coming from somewhere else to give you opportunities to be whatever you want to be? We have these opportunities. A lot of people don't understand that if you go to other countries, a lot of shit that we get away with here,
you could not
ever get away with. You would be beheaded. Including all these women dying in Iran right now because they have voices.
Just because they want to speak.
Oh, she didn't wear her hijab correctly and she had a heart attack at 15. She ain't had no heart attack. Y'all killed this girl.
Right. Yep.
This is what I'm talking about. We take advantage of all these advantages that we have and we are so entitled. Not our era, but they feel so entitled that you don't understand that people fought to make sure that you can get to this luxury and you still complaining about everything.
What do you think is a focus that we need to be, and I would say just demographic of black people in the 30s, right? I think that's our average listener. Would you agree? What do you think our focus needs to be when we are voting, when we're coming to our congressmen and women, when we're thinking about politics? What should it be?
you should think about you're going to have children and your future and your children's future, because you can't elect somebody because some all skin. He black, I'm going to elect him. He might not be for us. Look at you.
All skin folk ain't kinfolk. Yep.
Research is politics.
You know, Candace Owens wrote me back on something I posted about George Floyd comment that Kanye made and said to me, he wasn't able to breathe before. I implore you to watch my documentary. I was the only one trying to help his family. It's so insane to me that your first rebuttal is to drive me to your fucking documentary.
Of course it is.
Like, bitch,
let me go breakfast.
Because capitalism.
Let's unpack this.
Capitalism. Hello.
Let's unpack this bitch. She's going to see
this. I've already done this twice.
She's going to see this.
She will see this.
This is directly for you, Candace Owens. You went to college for 2 years. It didn't work. Then you went to New York and you got a job working at Vogue and got with very influential people. But you sued them with the NAACP because you felt like they were being racist. You married this white man who I'm sure calls you every nigga he can when your back is turned or when he's angry with you. And you come here and you attack your own race because you are looking to get a come up or some G's with them. Sister, if the revolution does happen, guess what you're going to be? That same nigga that we are. Understand your place and your position. I don't let Candace Owens shake me. She's an idiot. She's a lost woman.
Let me tell you something. If Candace,
Candace don't want no part of this mountain.
When I saw her family and her friend pictures and just one black person in there who maybe by default because they'd have known you forever. Candace, we can tell black women don't fuck with you. Your hair has
black
never.
Women. Black white women don't fuck with her.
Oh, no.
White women don't either.
White women don't fuck
That's
with
not
her.
True. You should see. There is an army behind her.
That is just like Herschel Walker. There's an army behind him. This is the same nigga who said, I put a gun to a woman's head and threatened to kill her, but I don't remember.
Listen.
Hear me when I tell you. You got to listen to what they're saying to you.
I'm not saying that you ain't wrong, but I do believe that someone's empowering these people.
Candace is a pawn.
Hear me when I tell you.
And let me tell you. Ooh, they finna be mad at me. God damn it.
No, they're not on this late. Show.
Hear me when
I tell you. They used to use us as slaves. I wasn't a slave. I'm not that M.O. But the stories that I heard from my great-grandmother, they would pit black folks against each other
all the
to
time.
Get massa's favor.
All
so
the
I'm
going
to trick on her because I'm going to get an extra biscuit or pork chop. Or I might get off work an hour early. Has anything changed? Because now it's called reality TV. You will sell your fucking children for a check just so you want to be popular. And everything is ratchet, bitch. You ain't shit. My man better than yours. I can't keep a husband. You can't keep a husband. Your children see this. You give your children all these luxuries because of money have made you sell out your soul. And then your kids end up fucked up. Mostly all reality kids
all fucked up. Yep.
I don't want to put the cards on the table, but the truth is the truth.
Nah, Flame, like your wealth is going to grow from just you. You don't need to subject your family.
And when y'all go to politics. So last night I spoke at Karen Bass rally at the Hollywood Laugh Factory. And, there were two forces, I'm not going to mention their names, that really tried to keep me off the stage, did not want me to be seen. This was a room of Katzenberg and Stan Latham and Magic Johnson and Holly Robinson, Pete's husband, Ronnie Pete, all these people in there. I went to support Karen. I can't even vote for Karen Bass because I live in Long Beach. She wants to be the L.A. mayor. But I support who she is. I support her politics and what's going on. And after what went down with the city council, I'm like, yeah, I need to be there. So I came all dressed up and done up.
We should, the city council, do you know what happened? There was an L.A. city council meeting where a Latino woman was saying like, oh, they look, what she said, they were dark skinned.
No. She said one of the representatives, he's with the blacks because he had adopted a young black kid. And then she referred to the kid as a monkey.
Yeah, and referred to him as a monkey in Spanish. Yeah. Yep.
And they went crazy. She stepped down. Then they let her go or she resigned.
Joe Biden called for the resignation.
But De Leon has not. He's still, and they outside protesting outside his house. And I was saying that to say, so when they needed a host to close out the show, because the host had to leave, they scrambling around looking for a host. Jamie Masada, my boy, who owns the Laugh Factories, said, give the mic to Flame Monroe. The person who's hosting said, are you sure? As if to discredit my talent. Jamie Masada said, give the microphone to Flame Monroe. I went and I got that microphone. No introduction. They never said, this is Flame. I just went up there and I said who the person was. I was him in drag. Then I had money in my titty. So I gave, it was a fundraiser. I gave a $200 out the Democratic titty. I gave a $100 out the independent titty. I told her, if you want the Republican money, it's under my dress. They had stuff, so I'm having it too. Broke the ice. Talked about just what I just told y'all. I'm an American. Y'all see what y'all want to see, but I'm an American. Got asked last night to speak at the Democratic National Convention. Woo! This is what I'm talking about.
Go ahead.
Because I'm not going in there to speak for LGBT, black, trans, a dad. I am an American. And when we push all this other shit to the side and realize whatever party you represent, we still all Americans. Whatever affects you, affects me.
Can you tell people how to, before we get out of here, because I do think it's important, how they can get involved in some way, or even other content creators like us. How can people push forward the message of voting and being more involved?
You please go and read. Don't go to the internet. Get you some old books and find out what our people, black people, women, Latinos, had to go through just to have the privilege of being able to vote in this country. We died. Black people died, hung from trees, ostracized, houses burned down, beaten, whipped, everything, just to have the right to vote. And I hate when I hear people say, my vote don't count. If 10 people say they votes don't count and choose not to go, and we lose the vote, by, if Stacey Abrams loses by 10 votes,
I know.
You the 10 motherfuckers that I'm talking to. Take the time. You take the time to do everything else. It is very important to go and vote. And if our black vote was not so important, they wouldn't do anything and everything that they could to make our black vote as hard
That's
as possible
they
to vote.
Registered in Florida.
Register, go to, make sure that all your ducks, because they have changed the voting laws in so many states.
For
you
sure.
have to make sure that your ID matches your birth certificate, matches where you live. Everything needs to be perfect because they are playing hardball. And the saddest part is that these Trumplicans are playing chess and the Democrats are playing checkers. And they playing, and if ride or die was a word, them motherfuckers is ride or die, baby. Because I tell you, they caught, fuck the Herschel Walker had a hand in the cookie jar. This nigga sold the kitchen.
First
and they
off,
still ride with
him. Was over at Party City getting badges.
Well,
anybody
on,
got time?
Hold on. Did you hear what
the
Republican woman from, I think she was from Arizona or South Carolina, something said, she said, I don't care if he's pulling the ears off baby bunnies. We just want control of the Senate. I respect her more than anybody
wow.
else because the bitch told the truth. And wow. if you're offended that I called you a bitch, me be to my face. I'm going to call you worse than that.
His son is up here running a muck. Have y'all seen his son?
Mm-mm. The gay boy?
Mm-hmm.
The gay boy put it on blast, didn't he?
What'd he do?
Telephones. Oh, I can't say that. I can't say that. That's improper words. Oh, that used to be an old
so
funny joke.
So he too. Was known as like, there was a video of Kalani and he called her out in the Starbucks.
Oh,
that was at that Starbucks.
Wait, that's his son?
That's the son who done
you
called
lied.
His ass.
That's a TikTok person.
That's the son who said, you got 4 kids, ain't took care of none of us while you're running around doing what you're doing. First of all, Herschel Walker said it was 53 states. I'm going to stop right there.
No, he didn't. He
Herschel
did not.
Walker said that it was 53 states. I'm going to stop right there. And he pulled out a Mayberry badge and said he was the police.
You know what?
And the Republicans are riding with that fool like it's nothing.
Are they count? Maybe them niggas count Puerto Rico. Oh,
yeah. Now, speaking of which,
Puerto Rico is
some
outlier.
Since we down there in Georgia, have you seen, you asked me about what can we do to get more people to vote.
Right.
You have
yes.
to listen to the people that think like you think.
Hmm.
When a few years ago when Biden was running, we heard these rappers and all these black influencers talking about, until we find out what the black agenda is, hold your vote. Could you imagine, had we held our vote, what situation we would be in now with what's
yeah.
happening in the Ukraine
yeah.
with Putin? I'm just asking a hypothetical question. And then after we won with Biden, dead silence from these same people who told you to hold your vote. Because we're still trying to figure out what is the black agenda. The black agenda is what is your black agenda.
Right.
Not what is one black agenda for all people. What is your black agenda? What is your black agenda?
I'm
what
glad
is
you
my
said
black
that.
Agenda? You know, and then they're going to come out because we're about to go into voting again. And, oh, I'm going to support this candidate. I just heard that T.I. and Killer Mike came out and endorsed
Brian Kemp. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like that either.
I ain't going to go after T.I. because, you know, T.I. get aggressive. And I don't want him to expeditiously get at a bitch.
Killer Mike, there has been actually a ton of threads, especially after his, and shout out to Charlamagne, he was on Hell of a Week. And there's been threads about how he is specifically gone after
going just against Black women
again
that are
let's
in politics.
Go back to what I said 10 minutes ago.
Yes,
Massa used us to pin each other against each other for years over a pork chop and a steak. Now it's a check. Please pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ain't shit wrong with me. I just look like this. Please pay attention. I don't miss nothing.
Listen, T.I. Jeezy out here with Stacey on that stage.
Yes,
he know the way.
Common is with her. And Tiffany Haddish is with her. So many people. And Stacey Abrams is a person that's
coming
to the table.
Oprah,
Gayle King. What I love about Stacey Abrams is when you come to debate or come to anything with Stacey, you better have your facts so right, because Stacey Abrams is factual. She's concise. Her temperament stays the same. She's knowledgeable. You cannot get her up or down. She going to cross the board. She going to multiply, divide, add, and subtract your ass right in your face and then smile and look at
and
you like,
smile.
Bitch, you got me fucked up. Now, Stacey would never say those words. I'm standing full. She look at you with that Black woman, resting Black woman face.
Well, then you definitely are telling us all to make sure to get out and vote.
Oh my,
it's the midterm.
If you got your mail-in ballot, when you're sitting there filling out your scratches, then fill out your ballot at the same time. But research the candidates, because it don't start at the top.
Local is important.
Locally.
Local is important.
Look at the locals that's going to grow up to the top. Make sure they have the same values that you have. They think like you. They're looking out for your future, your children's future, because we only here, we got to make sure our kids are taken care of.
Yeah.
But people don't think this instant money, this instant gratification, this fame, this internet. Oh, I got 10,000 likes on the internet. I get a check from YouTube every month for $20,000. Has completely dominated every way in every crevice of your being, because your mindset is different, because all you see is the money. Money is the root of all evil. You'll sell your ass for money. I used to.
You too? Bitch, you too?
Same flame. We are
We got to keep it light. I know I get heavy. I'm going to bring it back.
First off,
that was great.
Well, we started off at a high with laughs, and I love that we ended on more of a serious
vote.
Yes.
Vote Karen Bass, L.A. We need a positive sister. And not just because she's a Black woman, but we need a person in office that's for all and Los Angeles people.
And wherever you're at, whatever city, please make sure you do look into your local electeds and get out and vote.
Don't discard. It is very important. Listen, and this is a crucial time. You see what's
it's
happening.
It's next week, y'all. Okay? So please make sure. We had to come out here and give you he, she, we, dick, pussy, and politics.
Oh, I like that. DPMP. Hey. That's not like the welfare office. EBT and DPMP.
All right. And guys, make sure y'all follow us on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions for bonus content. We are going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip. Flame, please also, before we get out of here, let everyone know where they can catch you, listen to you, watch you, because you do be on stage on a weekly, so let them know.
I am on Instagram. I'm at Monroe Flame. On Facebook, I have my whole legal name, Marcus Flame Monroe Parker. on YouTube, I'm Flame Monroe. And I have a podcast, me and my partner, Lauren Hogan, called Laugh and Learn, that we tape every week. And it's on the Black Effect Network. It's on iHeart under the Black Effect Network.
Yeah, shout out to the Black Effect
Spotify,
Network.
Spotify, Apple, Amazon, wherever. Thank you, Charlamagne. Thank you, Will Pearson. Thank you, Connor. And I want to say this publicly, because I have had so many people say, Flame, why Charlamagne mess with you like that? Why Charlamagne work with you? Woo, 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 woo. Because Charlamagne is comfortable in who he is as a man.
I know Charlamagne.
Charlamagne sees my talent and sees my heart. Charlamagne don't give a damn about all of this. He ain't never got it. Plus, the nigga too short and wide for me anyway. He ain't even my type. If I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get out. Charlamagne, I love you, Pimple. Watch out of the week. That is my boy. And ladies, thank you so much.
No, thank you for coming.
Me and you gotta have a conversation all the time. She's like a virgin, but we can talk dirty.
Oh, let's go. You already know all the things.
Oh, but you said I'm the host.
Oh, you are the host. You know what, guys? Thank you all for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye. It's bonus, bitch.
Welcome back, y'all. We are in October.
That's right. Y'all know I don't do the stars and moons, but Libra season, birthday October 11th, you already know.
What are you going to do for your birthday this year?
I'm about to be 32. Absolutely nothing. I told everybody, don't throw me a party. Don't plan me a dinner. Leave me alone. If anything, everyone can donate to my teeth fund. I will be going to get my teeth done.
You're
going
to go to Columbia?
I am. I have a doctor already. I'm excited.
Isn't it crazy how we used to think going out of the country for stuff meant it was bad, and now it is
I mean, in 2012, I got lipo and DR.
No, so people think going out of the country for surgeries is bad, but it's literally like some of, I don't, like anyone I know that's even rich goes to Columbia for their D. Like, I used to think it was the cheap way out, but it's literally,
I
mean,
I ain't gonna hold you. Definitely cheaper.
It's not the cheap though, bro. They're more skilled.
Well, no, they're definitely skilled. I mean, it depends on who you go to, because there are people getting bad teeth done overseas.
I like Drea's teeth too.
And I know I was gonna go to her doctor, but I decided that I did not want my teeth fully shaven. I'm really against like having little tiny teeth. So I found a doctor who does not shave down your teeth drastically. He also doesn't do chiclets. It's the same time frame. So I'm excited. I may share that journey with y'all when I go so that y'all can see the before and after and everything. But that's kind of my birthday gift to myself. Last year, I got the Rolex. That was my birthday gift. This year, it'll be teeth. But I just realized, too, the stress that comes with planning. And I don't even want my friends to stress. I don't want to stress. I just went to Chris's 40th birthday, and it was amazing. Got to see Doug.
Who's Crystal?
Everybody was Crystal.
Oh, I thought you meant your Crystal was 40.
No, Crystal from the Reed.
Girl, and I was like, not Crystal just, Red.
But even like just knowing how many people traveled in town and setting it up, because it was at the Santes, and it was just like,
nice.
Oh no, I don't want no birthday party. I'm good. Like,
this work.
I'm good. It's work. It's coordinating. I'm good.
One of my friends did a shout out to Miko. He's actually a talent coordinator for Fuse. He set up like, and I missed it because I was so sick last week after I got back, but he was basically like, did a Crazy Rich Asian, he's Asian by the way, or Crazy Rich Asians theme party, got a sprinter and all this stuff for his friends. And he was like, he told me to show up at dinner. And so when I couldn't make it, he was like, Gili, you don't understand. Like, this is like a really big party. I'm like, why didn't you tell me it was a big party? He's like, I don't want people to feel overwhelmed. I just told everybody wear black and come to dinner, but like I decked it out. And he's like, I spent so much money to have my friends enjoy themselves because I really want my birthday to just be around the people that I want to be around. And bro, when I tell you, when I thought about that, I was like, I remember paying for everybody for my 30th birthday, and it was like a $900 bill, and it was Orlando, so that was kind of cheap, because imagine a New York party with 15 right. people. But like, I was mad I spent the money, but and I know people wanted to pay, but it kind of felt good to like treat my friends to like actually hosting something. Because if you throw a party at your house, you're buying the liquor, you're supplying most of the food, you're doing all that stuff. So you kind of do spend money. But that's, I think, the only good thing I would say now about making some extra bread is like, that feels good. Because you don't want the stress of other people feeling like they're stressing on your shit. And then what about your broke friends? I don't know if you have broke friends, but I got some broke friends. And I don't want them niggas to freak out. It's just a lot.
It's crazy because I know I'm going to sound like a dud. Because I know last week or a couple weeks ago, I talked about how I was shallow and had certain friends that I didn't invite out. I feel so blessed. And I don't know if I just distanced myself or it was just organic. And I brag about my friends so much. I have no broke friends. Like,
that's amazing.
When I go out with my friends, bro, we be fighting to who's putting their card down. And that's so not like...
It's a great feeling to go out with people and know that you can do what you want.
I love it. But then also, that's why I be trying to chill on going out to LA. Because every time I go out to LA, I'll go out with my homegirls. And all my homegirls, because everybody got money and they eat good. Bitch, our Billy Katana has never been under $1,200. And bitch, it'd be like four of us.
Bro, I just ate there.
What the fuck?
Last week, it was me, Alex, and an employee. $500.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's disgusting.
How? When the skew is just $9, how do we get there?
Them skewers be 22. That's why I don't know what you read, bitch.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.